Good morning. Hi. Before I share my testimony, I just wanted to read about the baptism of Jesus in Matthew 3:16. When Jesus had been baptized, he came immediately from the waters, and behold, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and come upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." What it is, I've always had a great desire to have a right standing with God, and I always try to do so by works. So the thing is, no matter how much good works I did, it just never seemed to be sufficient. And even when I failed to do it, I always used to feel bad about myself, and this kept me from making any progress in life. So I've just been reading the Bible, and sometimes the scripture verses like, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not your own understanding. In all your words acknowledge him and he will direct your path." So these words have helped me to stay in faith, and in the bid to search for the truth, I kept listening to God channels, Christian Premier Radio, and also prayed to God about it. And once when I was listening to the God channels, we had the Romans 4 verses 13 to 14, I think it was, and it was stated that for the promise that he would be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if those who are of the law are heir, faith is made void and the promise of God of no effect. Also, the words of Romans 5 verses 1 to came to mind, whereby it was stated that therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, who we have access by faith into his grace in which we stand and rejoice in the glory of God. So these scripture verses enable me to realize that salvation, peace of God, and also right standing comes by faith, and our good works are fruit of our salvation. So as I have accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and standing on the finished work of the cross, I've decided that I will come to the baptism today as an outward sign of being born again in the Spirit. I hope this testimony of mine has been a blessing to you. Thank you.